Welcome, fellow Philadelphia Society members and guests all, to this, the largest meeting ever of the Philadelphia Society. Among our guests tonight, I would ask the 38 fellowship recipients if they would to stand up and be recognized. We are very, very glad to have the upcoming generation here with us. And on their behalf, I'd like to thank the Earhart Foundation, ISI, the International Freedom Education Foundation, and our own Philadelphia Society members and several of you guests who have supported our fellowship program. It's really a great treat for me to be able to extend my own greetings to each of you as we celebrate half a century of our efforts to continue the conservative conversation to preserve and advance the cause of liberty. I commend to you particularly the wonderful program that we pulled together for this meeting, and especially Dr. Lee Edwards' great brief history of some of the high points of the Philadelphia Society over the last half century. Lee, thank you for doing that, and thank you very much for all you do for the cause of freedom. The meeting is very special for another reason. We have our book bonanza. I hope you got one of these, and only one of these. Rather than bringing free copies of various books to pass out, we have from ISI, from the Liberty Fund, from Encounter Books, and from St. Augustine's Press, a card where you can pick one of their books and for the cost of a postage stamp, return that card to them and they will pay shipping, handling, and the cost of the book that you ask for on a complimentary basis. These are real books. These are not something that's going to go into Bridget Wagner's iPad or something like that. It doesn't work that way. So we're very happy to have that. I want to extend a special word of thanks to those who have supported this special 50th anniversary meeting. The Lyndon Harry Bradley Foundation, the Heritage Foundation, the Roe Foundation, the Liberty Fund, and the Carthage Foundation. Thanks to all of those organizations. And a sincere thanks to Phil Prassis, who is not able to be with us this evening, but who, unbeknownst to us, and probably against all of Commodore Don Lipsett's rules, tape recorded the very first meeting. And we found this out just over a year ago, that he had these tapes in a reel-to-reel format. Chris and some of the youngsters probably don't know what a reel-to-reel format is, but it used to be on a wall and sack. Anyway, we managed somehow to get them converted into a more modern form. And they're on our website, our recently revamped Philadelphia Society website. And to hear Frank Meyer, Milton Friedman, George Stigler, Russell Kirk, Eliseo Vivas, all expounding on some of the issues that confronted us 50 years ago makes it very, very special indeed. Our efforts have been guided by a series of volunteer presidents over the 50 years. To name them all would be a redundancy since they're listed on page 10 of our program, but I would ask all the former presidents if they would to stand in place and give them all, please, a round of applause. As one of the founding members of the Philadelphia Society, and in fact as its first treasurer, I had an advantage back then. I was a lot younger than Bill Buckley, Milton Friedman, Frank Meyer, or even Don Lipsett. Today the odds are kind of reversed, except that Chris Malagasy, who's running the party afterwards tonight.